now, Buddy, into the bathroom, and you get up on the toilet. While you are there, I'll sing my special potty song.
I'm your friend, the stranger in a black sedan. I won't you hop into my car? I've got peaches, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to a new star. Cause I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman, and by that I'm sure you know that I love you, need you, want you, glad I have you, child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Well, if you want to be a movie star, I'll get a ticket to Hollywood. And if you'd rather stay just the way you are, well, I think that you really should. Cause I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman, and by that I'm sure you know that I love you, need you, want you, gotta have you, child. Great God in heaven, you know I accident, won't you hop into my car? I've got peaches, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. Cause I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle, woman, and by that I'm sure you know that I love you, need you, want you, gotta have you, child. Great God in heaven, you know I love. Cause I love you, need you, want you, gotta have you, child. Great God in heaven, you know I love you.
The O. Henry Intermediate School 70 Stage Band there, and Vehicle.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. You are so grown up, just like me. And your badge is going to look so nice on you. I'm happy.
You're happy
that I like you. I'm glad.
You're glad
that you like me too.
Now everybody in this world can get this happy chance
to teach a nice, smart, grown-up kid to put on and off new pants.
And now it's time for Singing Actor of the Week.
Rounding off today's show here from the 1960 Disney movie Pollyanna is 13-year-old child star Hayley Mills and America the Beautiful.
Above the fruited plain, America,
you lot for another week. Thank you all for keeping me company this last hour. Now, please do stay tuned, because coming up next, it's High-Waisted Modernists with the ever-wonderful DJ Georgie Girl, which will be swiftly followed by Flannery and New Flanland. I will see you all here again next Wednesday for another episode of The World's Worst Records Radio Show. If you'd like to know more about this show or about any of the shows on Sheena's Jungle Room, why not follow our exploits on Facebook and on Instagram? Until the next time.
Goodbye, goodbye. Wipe the tear, baby dear, from your eye. Though it's hard to part, I know I'll be tickled to death to go. Don't cry, don't sigh. There's a silver lining in the sky. Bonsoir, oh ding, cheerio, chin chin, napoo, toodaloo, goodbye.
Follow the World's Worst Records blog at www.worldsworstrecords.blogspot.com.
Va 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 voom!
Words. Sounds. You're listening to High-Waisted Modernists with me, DJ Gigi, the blue-haired hippie.
Monsieur, her husband, returned amicably to the bosom of Saint Antoine, while a speck in a blue cap toiled through the darkness and through the dust and down the weary miles of avenue by the wayside, slowly tending towards that point of the compass where the chateau of Monsieur the Marquis, now in his grave, listened to the whispering trees. Such ample leisure had the stone faces now for listening to the trees and to the fountain, that the few village scarecrows, who in their quest for herbs to eat and fragments of dead stick to burn, strayed within sight of the great stone courtyard and terrace staircase, had it borne in upon their starved fancy that the expression of the faces was altered. Just lived in the village, had a faint and bare existence there, as its people had, that when the knife struck home, the faces changed from faces of pride to faces of anger and pain. Also, that when that dangling figure was hauled up 40 feet above the fountain, they changed again, and bore a cruel look of being avenged, which they would henceforth bear for ever. In the stone face over the great window of the bedchamber where the murder was done, 2 fine dints were pointed out in the sculptured nose, which everybody recognised, and which nobody had seen of old. And on the scarce occasions when 2 or 3 ragged peasants emerged from the crowd to take a hurried peep at Monsieur the Marquis petrified, a skinny finger would not have pointed to it for a minute before they all started away among the moss and leaves, like the more fortunate hares who could find a living there. Chateau and hut, stone face and dangling figure, the red stain on the stone floor, and the pure water in the village well, thousands of acres of land, a whole province of France, all France itself, lay under the night sky, concentrated into a faint hairbreadth line. So does a whole world, with all its greatnesses and littlenesses, lie in a twinkling star. And as mere human knowledge can split a ray of light and analyze the manner of its composition, so